بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, over the last few lessons we have been discussing the incidents of various Anbiya عليهم الصلاة والسلام, how they invited their people to the oneness of Allah, and the common theme that we find amongst all these Anbiya عليهم الصلاة والسلام is that after inviting their people and their people persisting upon sin, upon disbelief, despite Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having sent down proof for the truthfulness of that Nabi, eventually when these people persisted and continued upon their transgression, eventually every one of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down some type or form of punishment, and they were eventually all destroyed on account of their disbelief, on account of their belying the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. So after discussing the incidents of five Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, Nabi Nuh, Nabi Hud, Nabi Salih, Nabi Shu'aib, and Nabi Lut alayhimu salatu wasalam, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions his system that he generally puts into place in this world. Whenever anybody persists upon sin and transgression, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a person through two stages. So Allah speaks about the first stage, the first warning. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِّن نَبِيٍّ إِلَّا أَخَذْنَا أَهْلَهَا بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَضَّرَّعُونَ. Allah says that we have not sent to any village, to any town, any messenger, except that when they belie, when they disbelieve, we seized the people with hardship and difficulty. بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. And here the word بَأْسَاء, ulama have explained, refers to extreme poverty, financial difficulty, and physical difficulty, sicknesses, illnesses. So we cause this to happen. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَضَّرَّعُونَ. And the purpose is so that perhaps they may turn back to Allah. So this is the first stage when a person begins to transgress and break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah sends down difficult conditions, adversity in that person's life. And this is, as we would say, a wake-up call for the person to now realize that he needs to come back to Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the second stage, when a person persists even more, and despite these difficulties, despite these hardships, he continues to break the command of Allah. ثُمَّ بَدَّلْنَا مَكَانَ السَّيِّئَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. Allah says, then we bring about prosperity in place of the adversity. So we change the conditions and now create ease for this person, and favorable conditions for them. حَتَّى عَفَوْا. Until they now begin to increase in all the bounties, when it comes to wealth, when it comes to health, and all the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begin to increase in their lives. وَقَالُوا. And they reach such a point that they now say, قَدْ مَسَّ آبَاءَنَا الضَّرَّاءُ وَالسَّرَّاءُ. That those hardships and difficulties came to our forefathers. It didn't come to us. We can't remember any difficulty in our lives. In other words, they begin to feel and think that they are safe from the punishment of Allah. And now they are enjoying life. Then Allah says, فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Then we seize them suddenly. بَغْتَةً means without any prior warning. It comes out of nowhere. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And they do not even realize that the punishment is coming to them. So this is the two-step plan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala employs in this world. That first Allah will create adversity, difficulty. And this is a wake-up call for a person. When a person doesn't take heed, then Allah brings about ease, prosperity, and a person is now lulled into a false sense of security, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now brings his punishment. Now Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقُوا. That if only the people of all of these villages that have been mentioned in the past, whether it be the people of Aad, the people of Thamud, if only they had brought iman, and if only they were conscious of Allah, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah says we would have opened up for them blessings from the skies and the earth, barakat, in abundance. We would have given them blessings. In other words, we would have sent rainfall, we would have given them crops, and we would have caused all the natural resources of the earth to come to them. وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا. But they chose to reject. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. So we seized them on account of their actions, on account of their transgression. And now Allah turns his attention to the people of Makkah. أَفَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَن يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ. Allah says, are the people of these towns, these villages, do they feel immune from our punishment coming to them at night whilst they are sleeping. In other words, they continue transgressing, and then they go to bed at night as though we do not have the ability to punish them. So do they feel immune to the punishment, that it won't come to them? أَوَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَن يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا ضُحًا وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. And do the people of these villages feel safe, feel immune from our punishment coming to them at mid-morning, duha? Generally what we would call salatul duha, the mid-morning salah. At that time, that our punishment comes to them at that time, whilst they are in amusement, in futility. In other words, Allah is saying, whatever condition they are in, whether it be at night while they are asleep and they are off guard, or whether it be during mid-morning while they are busy in their futile activities, and again, they are not thinking of the punishment, our punishment can come to them at any time. أَفَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ. Allah says, do they feel that they are safe, that they are immune from the plan of Allah? In other words, they can escape the plan of Allah. فَلَا يَأْمَنُ مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Allah says, nobody feels immune and feels safe from the plan of Allah except that group who are utter losers. A person who now thinks that Allah will not punish him, or Allah cannot punish him, and he has all the bounties and blessings of this world, and he feels as though he is safe from all sides, then this is the person who is in total loss. Because eventually when Allah's plan does come and take over, now this person will realize that all of the things he has around him have not come to his benefit. So the lesson for us, and as we have mentioned these past few pages, in fact the last quarter of the 8th juz, now we have commenced with the 9th juz, Allah has repeated these incidents of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and how after their transgression they were all destroyed. The lesson for us is again to ensure that we do not fall under this plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah first sends difficulty, adversity, and then we continue transgressing, and now Allah opens things up within our lives. So we should always keep a check on this. It should not be that we feel we are enjoying different bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and my life is going very smoothly, business is booming, things are opening up for me, opportunities are there for me. But it should not be that this is now the final stage of Allah's plan, and because of my transgression, my sin, eventually when Allah now chooses to hit a person, suddenly it comes and a person doesn't know what happened to him. So Allah protect us. It doesn't mean every time a person is enjoying bounties that this is Allah is waiting to punish him, but we should keep a check on ourselves. If I am breaking the commands of Allah and yet I am still enjoying bounties from Allah, then we should be wary, we should be on guard. Allah protect us, give us correct understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.